Greetings for Ex Libris on air. This is J. Douglas Barker. The book is titled Girls Wear Combat Boots 2, T-O-O. And joining me from near Washington, D.C. is the author, Dee Bryant. Welcome, Dee, to the program.
Thank you, Jay, and I'm so glad to be here today to talk about my new book.
Well, this is exciting. When you use the term new book, does that mean there have been other books, or is this something that's fresh off the press for you?
Well, it's kind of like yes and yes. And so this is actually my second book, and my new book, Girls Wear Combat Boots 2, is fresh off of the presses.
Fantastic. I love the cover. The cover is exciting looking. It has a very animated cover, if I can describe it that way. It looks like a young lady doing handsprings or doing cartwheels in a field full of grass, dressed in combat attire. Is that a self-portrait, or what is that, Dee, I'm looking at?
No, Jay, it's not. Actually, because the book is titled Girls Wear Combat Boots 2, it kind of takes me back to my military days. And so I am retired military, Army, 21 years of faithful and honorable service.
Wow.
And while stationed in the Army, I had the opportunity to jump out of airplanes. And as a result, that kind of gave me the idea of the cover for the book.
Phenomenal.
It has a military focus.
Well, that's phenomenal. And the fact that you jumped out of airplanes and apparently had parachutes and other important equipment, you survived and now are an author. Had you always desired to be an author?
No, that was never my intent at all. And so I know I always wanted to, you know, retire from the military. I love my career in the area of communications. And so after I got out, you know, I was able to spend a lot of time in my kids' school. And so I became that parent that was always actively engaged in everything. And so based upon that, I was able to develop a relationship with the kids, the parents, and the teachers. And just listening to some of the comments of some of the kids, you know, it's kind of like to be able to give back in a way that can help to inspire our young children. You know, I think that was the thinking behind me writing this book. It was never anything that I had set out to do. It's kind of like it just happened.
Beautifully written and illustrated, I might add. The illustrations are very colorful. Typically, if I were to see this on the bookshelf, I'd think, well, this is a book probably designed for really young kids and to be read to them. And yet, yes, with 54 pages, that's a little bit out of the question, I would say. Who is your target audience when you wrote this?
Yeah, so the target audience for this book is actually young children. I'm thinking perhaps, you know, first through third grade. I think the book is quite appropriate because going back to the title of the book, this book is based upon an 8-year-old character, and her name is Grace Schuyler. And so throughout the book, she's learning to take small steps towards overcoming her fear of heights. Mm. And what's really ironic about this book is that although Grace has a fear of heights, she still wants to live out her 5-year-old dream, and that is to someday jump out of an airplane and fly in the sky like a bird, just like her mom did when she was stationed in the Army.
Wow. Now,
so it's targeted towards young audience.
Is there any personal history that's included in here, or is it all imaginative?
No, I think there is some personal history because, as I said before, I had the opportunity to, you know, become a parachutist while stationed in the Army. And even before I even stepped out to even try to become airborne qualified, I was scared and very much afraid. But yet there was this little birdie in my ear that's always encouraged me, you can do this, just like all those men, you can do it. Mm. And so I kind of pull some of that from my own personal history. And then within the story itself, you know, there's some self-doubt, even with me in my own experience. But within this book, you will realize, you know, she's able to sit and listen to some of the comments of her school classmates. Mm. And then even listening to some of the negative comments, Grace, she still refuses to be discouraged by that. And she continues to push forward with the loving support of her family. And it's just really an inspirational book.
Yes. Did you have family mentors that encouraged you and gave you the impetus to achieve what you've achieved?
The biggest influence in my life, I would have to say, was my grandmother. She was always my biggest fan. I remember shortly after going into the military, I would come home on, you know, like Christmas breaks and things like that. My grandmother would always drag me to church with her. I mean, I love the Lord. But she would always drag me to church, and then she would always make me stand in front of the congregation just so she would brag about, that's my granddaughter. She's a soldier in the Army. She got like super, super excited. It was always so embarrassing. Now that she's no longer with us, I sometimes think about that, and I just get so encouraged because she always believed in me. She always encouraged me to do my best, never give up, no matter what people say. And she was always there. And so she was truly my biggest inspiration. That was indeed my grandmother.
What a beautiful lady.
Definitely my biggest inspiration to tell me that I can do anything that I set up my mind to do. And that's exactly what I've been able to do thus far. And I'm grateful to God for that.
It is exciting to think of not only your history, but there are a lot of achievers in history that have had similar stories to yours, where there's been an individual or a parent or a grandparent or someone that has cheered them on and or caused them to be successful. I was thinking about Mr. Rogers, for example. I think it was his grandparent who kept encouraging him, telling him, hey, you know, Fred, you can do anything you want to do. And he certainly was and still is, even though he has passed away, a great inspiration to young people. And I'm a little older than a child, but I still have a great admiration for Fred Rogers. What is the thing that gives you the most satisfaction about completing the book?
I think the most satisfying thing is that I actually did it. Because with my first book, I finished that back in 2016, January 2016. And then I think it was probably towards the end of 2016 is when I started thinking about the idea of possibly writing a children's book. And then I started to scribble different topics I wanted to talk about. And so it seemed as though it was a project that was never really quite getting off the ground. And I think within the last 6 months or so, I got really serious about it. I brought in an illustrator who has been fantastic, and I just really got it done. And so the most exciting thing is just completing the book and now getting ready to go out to promote the book. That's what I'm finding most exciting at this point.
Well, it's certainly a task that is deserving of congratulations for sure. Now, Gracie, your main character, you mentioned the main concern she had or fear that she was trying to overcome was heights or jumping from heights. Her sister jumped from the porch, and that's part of the opening scene here, and Gracie had some concerns maybe about that or concerns about heights in general. What is the most exciting thing that you created in the book that you think the reader is going to gravitate toward?
Yeah, I think what's really exciting is the part where, you know, it starts out about Grace just being afraid of heights. And the reason why that happened was Grace is now 8 years old, but when she was 6 years old, she got pushed off of the top of a playground slide. And as a result, she ended up developing a fear of heights. And I think what really resonates, that's going to really, truly resonate with our young kids is the fact that it's a real type of story that happens every day. And then on top of that, I've had the opportunity to share my book with some adults that have read the book to their children. And they told me how excited the kids were about the book and the fact that I have questions planted throughout the book that kind of gets the kids to think about what they just read. It's just been super, super exciting. I think it is a project that, you know, has been created with lots of love, and I think it's truly going to resonate with our young children. And in the end, they're going to be like motivated and inspired to just get out there and just tackle the world. I'm just super excited about that.
Well, they definitely need that encouragement with the negativity that's in our universe right now, especially with children. I'm sure there's a lot of fear. This one dealing with height and parachuting and other important, exciting things that will stimulate the imagination for sure. And have you had, although this is, if I may describe it this way, a book that deals with a girl as a heroine, have the boys been responsive to this as well? Have you had an opportunity to get their feedback?
Yes, yes. Actually, I've had the opportunity to speak with a couple of parents that have boys and girls. And I had one parent that I actually had a conversation with about 2 weeks ago. And she explained to me how she started to make this book a part of their bedtime reading. And she's only reading just a few pages each night. And she's been telling me how her kids, she has a little boy and two little girls. And she told me how her son is just as excited as the girl. And he's been buzzing in quite a bit, you know, trying to answer the questions, what they've read. They're super excited, can't wait to get to the book. And so she has not completed the book because she's trying to pace herself. But just to hear those kind of comments coming out of her mouth in reference to her son, I thought it was just fantastic.
Wow.
Even though the book is, you know, it features a young little girl, this book is for both genders, boys and girls. And we all face fears, especially when we're young. And I think this will allow, you know, whoever the person that reads or hears the readings of this book to be able to relate and get excited about it.
Absolutely. A great idea. Now, if you were to introduce this to someone, and I think we've covered it probably, but in a succinct and direct method, share with my listeners how you would introduce this. If you were on stage somewhere and they said, what's this book about? Share it in a couple of sentences, how this book might impact them.
Yeah, so I would say that, you know, I would talk about this book is about 8-year-old Grace, you know, who has developed a fear of heights because she was pushed off of a playground slide. However, in the midst of being afraid, she is still very determined because she has a very loving and supportive family that encourages her to go beyond her fear. And so throughout the book, it's kind of like, you know, she has the opportunity to demonstrate how she just grows throughout this book. And I'm just super excited. And I can see that easily translating to any boy or any young girl in terms of, you know, helping them to at least, you know, start to tackle or to at least take that first step towards getting over their fear.
Oh, phenomenal.
It's going to be quite powerful once the word truly, truly gets out there.
Well, indirectly, whether you intended it to or not, you have touched on maybe bullying in a light manner, and because of her being pushed off of a slide or a swing or a playground equipment when she was younger. So that is addressed in your book as well, and how the story of faith and belief in herself and positive attitude has caused her to grow as an individual and as a child. What is the end of the book? Is she still a child at the end, or how would you describe
it? So towards the end of the book, Grace, she turns 9. But what's really exciting is that even though she's a little child and her dream is to someday jump and fly in the sky like a bird, you know, she has that opportunity to do that in simulation. And so she ends up going to a camp where she has the opportunity to really get in there and to really face her fears. And in the end, you know, she's super excited. You know, things turns out really, really great for her. And she even, you know, leaves a little hint about what she's going to possibly do next. And so you got to read it to really find out more about the story. But I think it's one of those stories that, you know, any young child can relate to. And I'm just super excited about that.
The title again is Girls Wear Combat Boots 2, T-double-O. My author, Dee Bryant, who's joined me from near Washington, D.C., and it was illustrated by C.J. Love. I'll give a little credit there because the illustrations are spectacular. Dee, where can my listeners get a copy of this?
Yes. So to find out more about me or my new book, please visit my website at www.deebryantspeaks.com. There you go out there. You'll learn more about me and what I'm trying to do with this book. So I encourage all your readers to at least go check out my website and check it out for yourself.
Excellent.
Will not be disappointed.
Excellent. And Dee, give us that web address one more time, please.
Yes. My website is www.deebryantspeaks.com.
Excellent.
Please check it out today.
Absolutely. And they can order it from their local bookseller as well if they ask for it by name. Girls Wear Combat Boots 2. and the author, Dee Bryant. And also, I'm guessing the major online booksellers will have copies of this as well. So an exciting story. Thank you for sharing your history and the reason this book was published and written in the first place, and also wish you a great success with it, and advise my listeners, get a copy of this. I think your children or young adults will enjoy reading it and viewing the illustrations. They're spectacular. Thank you, Dee, for joining me today.
Thank you, Jay. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. For Ex Libris On Air, this is J. Douglas Barker.